The Alaska Department of Natural Resources is beginning to work through tideland lease applications for the mariculture industry. Current and potential new farmers are applying to use state tidelands to grow Pacific oysters and geoducks. Those are all typical requests, but what's different this year is the acreage farmers are requesting and increasing interest in kelp farming. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has the story.
The number of applications for mariculture tideland leases this year are the highest DNR leasing unit manager Christy Collis can remember.
Yes, this was a large year. We actually got 18 applications, 15 of those being new.
The roughly 1,000 acres requested are staggering compared to last year's three applications for about 18 acres. Most of the spike can be attributed to an increasing interest in kelp farming. Just under half the applications are for kelp permits, but they make up about two-thirds of the requested acreage. The mariculture industry can be difficult to break into, with long turnarounds for profits. Geoduck farmers just starting out can wait up to 10 years before money starts rolling in, and Pacific oysters typically take about half that time. A 2015 Alaska Division of Economic Development study shows that larger mariculture operations generally make profits faster due to efficiency. Farms that also diversify their harvest are more likely to see profits sooner rather than later. Director Brittany Choney Haywood began overseeing the division as the study concluded.
If we were to go back and redo the study, that you would find incorporating that kelp would, you know, increase the success of those farms because it allows a cash flow much sooner.
Public notices have begun to go out for some of this year's tideland applications. Leasing manager Collis hopes to wrap up the public process this fall, but doesn't know how long it will take with a larger load. Kodiak-based commercial fisherman Nicholas Mangini is among this year's applicants. His business, Kodiak Island Sustainable Seaweed, harvested about 15,000 pounds of ribbon and sugar kelp on 1 acre this spring. He hopes to expand his operation to 18 acres. Mangini sold to one buyer last year. He plans to sell to that buyer again, but he also hopes to develop new kelp products and directly market them. Mangini adds that those jumping into the evolving kelp industry should know it's not easy.
I think there's a lot of people excited about it, but I think the application process is a lot more rigorous than people are realizing, and it's not just as easy as throwing some lines in the water and growing some kelp. There's quite a bit to it. I mean, I did a lot of research and read a lot of manuals and other people's issues for a year before I even got involved.
If Mangini's expansion is approved, he plans to harvest his first large batch in May of 2018. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.